epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out at our favorite place. It is our residency, as Mike likes to say. Hooters, Mall of Georgia, guys. Come on through and hang out with us. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock. Having a good time. Another day of practice, and it was the second full padded practice for Atlanta Falcons today. And we're going to get you caught up on all the things we saw and everything that's going down. But Mike Bell, we finally got a chance this season to talk exclusively to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, man, and we basically asked all the questions you guys want answered. Number one, is he healthy? Where's his head at? Does he hear the criticism? Does he feel the criticism is fair or unfair? Is he forging a relationship that's going to translate to touchdowns, talking about his quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., because this is year five? Does he have any consideration about this being a contract year, whether that contract is with the Falcons or somebody else?
And I will tell you guys this, because I know some of you think that he hates you guys. He doesn't. He understands what our job is, and he understands that when he doesn't perform, or anybody on that for that matter, they deserve criticism. But that is on the way, and you'll get a chance to judge for yourself about what Kyle Pitts had to tell us. Meanwhile, we finally get word today what Mike and I were kind of suspicious about, and that is the condition of Jalen Walker. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about James Pierce Jr. because we told you guys he's been on the field. Jalen hasn't. He's been working on the side with this management program.
And again, I don't know why you got to have this mystery, why the coach just can't come out and say on Sunday, he's got a hamstring. But that's how Coach Ra operates, so now we know it's a hamstring. So he's been dealing with a slight hamstring issue. He was out there in the walkthrough or the sort of slow motion portion of the 11-on-11 where you don't take guys to the ground, things like that. But when they were going live, he was not on the field.
Two practices missed, and he was asked today, we asked Ra this question before practice started, are you concerned about the reps? I mean, look, I talk about this all the time. I think you being on the field and getting the reps before we head into the regular season matters, especially as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And he said no, because of the kind of guy Jalen is. He's going to be prepared. He's doing all the extra things. And he said, look, he's telling me every day, Coach, I'm ready. Let me go. And I think, Mike, they're being a little protective of it because it is a hamstring. But he said, this is the words that they use today, guys, minor hamstring. So I don't want to make more of it, but, Mike, we knew something was fishy, and
right
now we can kind of put it out there. But I saw him, Mike saw him today, and hopefully what they hope is next week when we come back up here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he'll be working towards playing in that first preseason
and
game.
And the thing is, and it's funny because we said this as the draft, post-draft, we got to meet and know some of these players and talk to them, like James Pierce Jr. You know, we did say because of the athleticism, the speed, and the height – and just the overall just badassery that he brings. It is funny. I was telling Carl at practice, you got to get used to number 27 out there making plays. It's like I'll see somebody make a sack. I'm like, what? That's a pretty big corner. No, that's James Pierce Jr. He had another sack today. If this was real game type situations, he is wrecking havoc. He's a force. And you notice today he was all over the place?
He was.
From the left, from the right. And I can't wait to see this guy when it really matters. But James Pierce Jr., because he's out there, call it what it is, haven't seen Walker make plays because we haven't seen him have the opportunity. But Pierce Jr. continues to have us going, wow, look at that.
So Pierce had two sacks today. One would have been a co-sack if you were able to count these. Because, again, once they get to the quarterback, whistle blows, they're not taking guys to the ground. But they were both on Kirk Cousins, who I thought was holding the ball way too long today. Penix is in the first team, right? They're in basically, you know, they're going 11 on 11, and Cousins is holding on to the ball, and he sacked one time. They stop it. He sacked again, and I think Morgan Fox was in on the second one with Pierce. But either way, Mike's point is he's being recognized.
And you're noticing him, right?
Yes.
You're noticing him on the field. The other thing today is Penix Jr., 11 on 11. They're in the red zone or doing like a two-minute drill, throws a pick. Comes back, throws a score to Drake. He and Drake, I mean, it was like literally the ball didn't touch the ground at times. He had a great throw where we talk about, you know, you always say, Carl says, pull. You know, we talk about the quarterback anticipating the guy, breaking his route. How about that throw to Ray Ray where McLeod just comes out open? It's got tight coverage, and he throws a dart right in there. That's a touchdown if it's Sunday.
It is. Natron Brooks with the pick in the end zone. Defense went crazy. It was a lot of fun to see simply because, again, they're trying to get the work in. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, guys, Mall of Georgia location. Come on out and hang out with us. Our conversation with Kyle Pitts is on the way in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Also, you will hear what Drake London had to say with the midday guys, Andy and Randy, a little bit later on in the show. The other thing we're watching today, and it's unfortunate because our team is out of it, is the Braves. And the reason is because the trade deadline today is at 6 p.m. So if you think, and by the way, I've said this, they're not trading Sean Murphy, they're not trading Michael Moynihan, anybody that you've been frustrated with, they're not getting rid of these core guys. But the two guys we have talked about, Mike, is Iglesias, expiring contract, and Marcell Ozuna. As of right now, guys, it's 2:07. No news to report. We have not heard anything. That doesn't mean a deal's not maybe in place and maybe something doesn't go down later. But we've seen the Cubs and the Phillies and the Mariners, teams that are going to vie potentially for a World Series, making significant moves, but the Braves have not. And really, Mike, you know, we talk about sellers and buyers. Okay, well, maybe nothing happens between now and 6, and they're just going to let Marcell walk, and maybe they try to re-sign him. Who knows? And then you just move on from Iglesias. I'm not sure what the plan is right now with the way this is going.
Well, the Phillies got the best closer out there, and the best bat went to Seattle. You and I were talking about this with Grant the other day.
Suarez.
And I always butcher the name of Eugenio Suarez going to Seattle.
He's a monster.
From the Diamondbacks. So Seattle for years has been, you know, just taking it in the shorts. And now all of a sudden they've got a catcher that could win the MVP. They got a great young staff. You know, Andy would say they got some things they can improve on that. But certainly the guys that have been out of the mix are in the mix, and they are now buying players. How about that?
Well, that was the bat I thought the Cubs are going to go get. Now, they did make a couple of moves, but I thought the Cubs needed him because, again, he's a third baseman. They've had ups and downs there. But with that said, Seattle's all in. So I know we don't watch a lot of those games because, again, they don't start till 10 o'clock. But that's a really good club, and they got a lot better with that move. But that was the best everyday player, Mike, that was available this trade deadline. All the rest of this stuff is pretty much pitchers, bullpen guys. But the Braves have yet, again, repeat, to do anything as of yet.
Pretty interesting, though, seeing Duran going to the Phillies, hard-throwing closer. So the Phillies, they already have a pretty good hard – I mean, they're a lot like the Dodgers. They don't have anybody who doesn't throw under like 99 miles an hour coming out of the pen. So the arms race between the Mets and the Phillies, how the Phillies are basically saying they're stunning people by making that move. So we'll continue to see how this goes down until 6 o'clock. But, you know, you got two teams that aren't afraid to spend the money. And obviously with Cohen, you got a guy who's ready to break the bank to get the Mets back in the World Series.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find us on social media as well. Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one station and its number one sports show.
Mets picked up the Cardinals closer Ryan Helsley. And again, the immediate analysis from the guys in the know that follow this stuff feel that both the Phillies and the Mets gave up way too much from their farm system and their prospects to get the closers, but they're going for it. And they say this is the time. The time is now. They feel they got the kind of teams that could win. They've been basically leapfrogging each other all season long for first place in the NL East.
Yeah, I get the sense, Mike, that, you know, the money or the ask may have been too much. The ask, not the money. They're not as concerned as about the money. In the offseason, they'll figure that out. I think the ask is probably right about the players they got in return or gave away. But either way, that's where we're at with the deadline. We'll keep an eye out, guys, and we'll keep you updated. I want to get back to James Pierce Jr. real quick because Jesse Bates, our all-pro safety, spoke about not only him, but the defense and what he's seeing out of guys. And I just want you to hear what he said about Pierce, because this is the sentiment we're getting. We talked with Leonard Floyd, Mike, and he was like, oh, I love this kid. Here's what Jesse Bates said today about him.
James has a lot of character, man. You know, his locker's right there by me. You know, a lot of times rookies aren't kind of hesitant to touch the aux cord and stuff like that, but James is right there. He wants to play music. you know, he's voicing, you know, what he's thinking, and then he goes out there and he practices hard as hell. So you can respect that, you know, from a young guy, and just learning who he is, and he's just being himself, and that's all we ask. Just be yourself and be that same guy every single day.
Now, again, it's only a couple days into camp, but after all that sort of post-draft analysis where we had all these experts going, oh, you guys reached for Pierce. Pierce at 27, giving up a first-rounder, moving up from the second round, that was too much.
Might have got a steal.
Again, it's early days. Can't wait to see the scrimmage with the Titans. First things first, play the Lions next Friday. But this guy, I mean, he's checking all the boxes and all the veterans. That's the thing. Every veteran is impressed with what this kid is bringing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Like, I like watching engagements that most people may not be paying attention to. There was a time on because they're working on two fields, guys, if you've not been up to practice. And they're working on the kickoff, which the new kickoff rules suck. I don't like it.
Nobody does.
Nobody likes it. But they got to work on it, and you figure it out. And so they're working on kickoff, and Pierce comes over, and he's on one of the teams. You know, they're running different teams. And then Caden Ellis is over there cheering on his teammate. And then I see Pierce dap up Caden Ellis, just randomly tap him on the butt and kind of love on him a little bit. And I'm like, he's already got a good rapport with guys on the defense. And you can just see it. I mean, again, Mike says it's early, and it is. I just like those kinds of things. Not, Mike, you walk past your teammate, you don't acknowledge him.
Right.
It's like, hey, Caden Ellis, let's go. Like, it was one of those random moments where you go, okay, he's totally engaged, and I think it's good for the squad. Hey, man, as we talk about the Falcons, we got a lot to get to today. As we mentioned, Drake London visiting with Andy and Randy. I think the other thing that is at least worth mentioning, Mike, is – The Xavier Watts situation, and I say this because Xavier Watts was drafted. We believe, I do, I think he's going to be a starter. Is he a starter week one? But the Falcons went out and picked up another safety. And today it was one of the first things they announced because you're like, okay, is this a depth move?
Right.
Or is Xavier Watts maybe having some issues that maybe we're not aware of? And they signed safety Henry Black, and they released a guy named Malachi Polk, I believe his name is. But they signed Black. And Black's got experience. They know him. But it just is one of those things, Mike. Again, it's sort of like this, the Shark signing, right? You know there's right. An injury to Mooney. And ironically today, so they signed Henry Black, bring him out. He was on the field today. And then guess who was not working in the 11-on-11? Xavier Watts.
Which immediately had the media folks up and down the sidelines saying maybe Xavier Watts needs more development. Maybe Xavier Watts, despite having more interceptions than anybody in all the college football the last two seasons.
Or is there some undisclosed injury?
And here we go again.
Yeah.
And now we have to play the wheel of metaphors. Management. Strategy. I mean, what's the phrase? I just wish Coach Rob be straight. If there's an injury to Watts, just say you got an injury to Watts. We'll find out. We have to wait 48 hours to get it.
Yeah.
But if Watts isn't out there and they brought another safety in, doesn't take Inspector Clouseau to figure that one out. Billy Bowman looks good. Oklahoma.
I like Bowman. I like his intensity. He's when you see him, you're going to be like, he's not afraid to put his head in there, man. He's a guy that's not afraid to fill the void when it comes to the run game. But I think, Mike, as far as the slot guy and nickel, he's going to be terrific. 404-726-0929. Filling in the blanks, guys, giving you our sights and sounds from camp as we took on the second day of padded practice for the Falcons. We're going to come back. We'll get you caught up on the latest headlines as well. And also, Kyle Pitts on the way. What did he say about the criticism? You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Bell, we get a chance to meet some unique people in this job. And some people come from all over. Don't you guys leave yet, because we're going to talk about him for a second.
Right.
Jonathan came in, and literally he says, he's pointing to Mike, makes me laugh. And I said, he makes everybody laugh. And he says, I've been listening to him for a long time. And he says, I love you guys. And Mike, he's such a pleasure. Got a chance to meet his niece, his sister,
right,
her husband. And they came in here, and they literally were just like, hey, we drove up. We want to see.
Well, well, well.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. We got a lot of questions.
Well, well, well. Look who's here. My man Kyle Pitts, Dukes and Bell, live at camp, guys. Look, Mike said it. Your ears been burning? Because, brother, we've been talking a lot about you in a positive way. Look, we want to see, as Coach likes to say, the best Kyle Pitts. Has this felt a little bit different for you?
I mean, yeah, it's just each year just trying to build on, you know, from each year and just taking the next step for this year.
Has it been really cool to see everybody, like your quarterback, starting off his press conference going, hey, man, see, we're getting KP the ball? I've seen him practice. Seems like everybody's trying to pump you up.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's great to hear that, great to feel that from him, and just have the people around you confident in you.
He talked to us, last week about the relationship. He said it started over, golf. Mm-hmm. Can you expound on that a little bit? Did you see him play, or were you like, brother, do you play? Or how did that go down?
I think it was – we just had like a big big game between a bunch of us, and he was in my cart, and, you know, with golf, you got a minimum of 4 hours just with somebody. So learned a lot about each other and, you know, just kept building from there.
We talk so much about you as Kyle Pitts is with us here on Dukes and Bell, because as a fourth overall pick, you know there's pressure that comes with that. You're only 20 when you came to the league. And we've talked – I don't expect you to say anything bad about your former teammates, but it seems like reliability at the quarterback position. Do you feel since Matt Ryan this will be your best chance to have a guy you can really have a rhythm with and do your thing?
I mean, I would say every quarterback's brought something different to the game, but definitely starting out with Matt is I learned the significance behind, you know, being a safety blanket and essentially a best friend for your quarterback, you know, so that he can trust you in those situations. But each year, you know, like I say, it's someone different. Everyone has to bring something different to the table. And with Mike, obviously, you know, we're a little closer in age, I would say. And, you know, we hang out. So it's just, you know, just kind of grow that continuity between each other.
Would you say that Michael is installing confidence in you more so than maybe previously that you've gotten here? Would you be willing to say that?
I wouldn't, you know, do the comparing, so to say, but just more of, you know, because, like I said, everybody's different. But definitely it's a different type of confidence, I would say.
Talking with Kyle Pitts, how you feeling, man? Because I know that when you had the injury a couple years back, it almost like it took you a full year to get right. Are you finally feeling like 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling good. Just keep getting better each year.
Kyle, let's talk about the offense, and, you know, we always get into these buzzwords, right? Usage and, you know,
right.
All this stuff about, you know, I don't know if he's being used enough. How do you feel about year two of Zach Robinson's offense?
Just trying to be the best asset for this offense in general. Just going out there playing fast, being the best thing for Mike when I need to be, and, you know, just competitive excellence. There's a bunch of guys on the offense that are playmakers, and, you know, when your name's called, you know, make the most of it.
And that's the thing, Kyle, because we've talked about it. You know, what are numbers you set for yourself? And we've talked about your role in this offense. Do you feel you can be doing more?
I wouldn't say more or less, just playing fast. It's a new year two in the system. You know, same quarterback from last year, from the second half of the year. But, you know, just trying to be there for him.
Because I was down there sitting in the stands for that Tampa game and down in Tampa Bay, and you were just like the best athlete. You look like the best athlete on the field.
Yeah.
Can we see more? Can we see more of that?
Yes, definitely. I that's what I aspire to do, for sure.
Yes, I was. In fact, I was the best athlete on the field. You got that correct. As far as things you worked on this offseason, man, I mean, I think there was a couple of tight end events that happened. I don't know if you went, you didn't go. There was reports. What did you work on, and did you include yourself in any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was a little upset I didn't make tight end you this year. I had some other things going on where I couldn't make it. But just conditioning, mentally fast, physically, you know, getting strong always. And then, you know, ball is ball. You'll have that here. But you don't really kind of study plays in offseason. You just worry about getting strong until you get back around your guys. And, you know, then we'll grow that connection.
Kyle Pitts is with us, so we've understand this combination of golf. You know, you got little man, of course, you got the family. Yep. So it takes to take your mind off it. How much are you loving playing golf? They're seeing you on like municipal tracks. You know, you can get on really nice courses around here.
Yeah, definitely. Just like I said, just playing with Mike, playing with Koo. It's a bunch of guys who come out, you know, who go out there and play, and we just, you know, days we can, we go out there and play and just have a good time, play fast, and you know, hit the ball in the fairway.
All right, is there any way that I can get Kyle Pitts, look, he's looking at me like, what the hell he's about to ask me? He's looking at me like, what the hell? Is there any way I can get Kyle Pitts' goals for this upcoming season? What are the Kyle Pitts goals? Come on, bro. Come on.
You got to drive to Area 19 to get those. Can't get those. Can't get those. That's personal. That's sacred. That's something I have in my mirror.
But there are big goals.
100%.
Are you greedy when it comes to getting the rock? I don't even know. Like, people ask, like, you get a ball, and then, like, last year, we talked to Michael Penix about this as well, where you guys, there was a play where he went back to Drake, and I don't know in the huddle if he's like, I'm coming back to you. Are you greedy in that way? Like, do you feel like you have that kind of relationship with him?
I wouldn't go as far as greedy. I would just say just a competitor. All of us want to compete, and we just want to, you know, have equal opportunity and just, you know, when your number's called, make the most of it.
We talk a lot about, you know, goals. Kyle just asked you, but this is in essence a contract year. Do you want to stay here in Atlanta? Because you can be in a situation where you ball out this year, the sky literally is the limit for a contract.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just living where my feet are, not thinking about contracts. We're in camp right now, so we're nowhere close to that, or that's not even on my mind. But I would definitely love to stay here. I love, you know, I was drafted here, and I was given an opportunity by Terry and Art, and I appreciate it, and just, you know, I take it year by year.
Do you think the criticisms sometimes are unfair?
No. I mean, it's what comes with this game. That's what their job is to do, is criticize and when you're bad and praise you when you're good. So I don't worry about it.
Do you hear the criticism?
No, it's rat poison. No.
Rat poison?
100%.
Okay. Yeah, good answer. Kyle Pitts, man, we appreciate you. Good luck this season, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks,
there he is, man. Kyle Pitts. Now, do you buy that, though?
No.
Can he compartmentalize it the way that Nick Saban wanted his players to back in the day?
No, look.
Rat poison.
Here's the deal. We can all say that. We're human. I mean, some of you get upset when somebody says something about you on social media and they don't even know you.
Right.
Let alone you're being constantly criticized by people who feel like you should be doing more, including us, and people around the country who do nothing, Mike, but talk football every single day. And they're like, well, Kyle. But I respect the fact that he's got things in perspective. And I loved your question about the contract, Mike, at the end there. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters Guys Mall of Georgia. And that was Kyle Pitts. And he's like, I want to be here. I was drafted and given a chance by Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith, our former coach. And this is where I want to be. And I love that he said that, because we've all kind of wondered, like, we even talked about this. Like, do you want to be here? He's saying, yeah. He knows, right, though, Mike, he's got to put up numbers to do that.
And we talked about it at the outset of the interview. You know, one of the things we've noticed at camp, everything that Kyle Pitts is involved in, his teammates are involved in.
Yes.
He makes a catch, somebody daps him up. He drops the ball, somebody daps him up. You know, and it's just the team, as he said, maybe he's kind of compartmentalizing and not hearing it, but his teammates have. And again, he loved the fact, we talked a little bit off the air with him about how Michael Penix Jr. basically starts the press conference the first day, saying, hey, see if we get the ball in KP's hands. I think, and the one thing you and I were talking off the air about this, is Matt Ryan, because Matt Ryan was still had, you know, some bullets left in the gun. He got him 1,000 yards. He didn't get in the red zone like we would have wanted. But, you know, once Calvin Ridley got hurt, you know, the next year, there was all sorts of issues. The quarterback play, Mariota was terrible. Desmond Ridder was terrible. He was also hurt. Last year, Cousins and him, just when it looks like they're getting a little juice going, like that Tampa game with 2 touchdowns, then Cousins goes out the window. So now maybe you got a guy who's in the same age group, who's, you know, they're vibing, they're playing. Like, who knew it would be golf that may turn Kyle Pitts' career around, if it does. But I do think there's some good things that Penix Jr. is bringing to him. And now we're going to hopefully see this synergy on the field.
I think it's confidence, Mike. That's really what this is about. And I tried to get him to say this, but he's not going to disrespect any quarterback that he's played with, because that's just not who he is. But he knows, as he said, Mike, the comment was, we're closer in age, right? And he mentioned Matt Ryan. He says, Matt got me that, but then we had two other guys in here that did the best they could to get me the ball. He's not going to disrespect these guys that came through, but I do think that's really what he's getting from his quarterback right now. More with Kyle Pitts coming up. For those who missed it, it's online at odyssey.com. Go check it out. You're also going to hear from Drake London today, who stopped by Andy and Randy. Great stuff there from Kyle. And again, the biggest thing that we're taking away from him, and this is even before we spoke to him, because he talked the first day of practice, and we were there, and we were laughing because he was talking to everybody. But, Mike, he's loose, and you've been saying this. And for me, guys, I just feel like that's the biggest thing. I've watched this dude for 4 years, okay? And I see him as a physical specimen. Like, dude, nobody out here should be stopping you. But then the other side of it is, I think he's been tight and worried and pressing and all of this stuff that has played into why we haven't gotten from him what we want.
Now, again, we've said this, and I asked him, I said, how much we talked about, you know, the personal responsibility. We talked about everything, you know, on the air. We talked about some things off the air as well. But there is a looseness. I said to Carl, is it looseness or aloofness? I hope it's more looseness than aloofness, because I think he does understand. I think he is acutely aware of what's been said, but I think he's able right now to kind of brush it off. And let's hope that this is where it does hit. And then we'll have this debate. You know, we were talking with the listeners, guys like, you're already writing him off. No, I said, look, if he balls out, that'll be a fun conversation we can figure out with the capologist, how we make all these skill position players fit under the cap. But the first things first, you said it last year, what takes us to the next level is Kyle Pitts getting 8 to 10 touchdowns.
It is, man. I mean, I'm telling you guys, if this thing looks different and you're like, man, look how explosive our offense is, because it just opens up so much more. Guys, the simple thing about this is, in this game, mismatches. And if you now have to decide, well, am I doubling Drake on the outside, Mike? Hopefully Mooney comes back. We got a guy that can stretch the field. It opens up Ray underneath. Kyle Pitts can do so many other things. And then guess what? You got to account for that other guy named Bijan. Like, it just changes things. And I think we just haven't hit the maximum with this offense. Hopefully we do. 404-726-0929. Coming up, are you ready for some football? Because tonight we get it. The Hall of Fame game, Mike.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in Canton. Rams at Lions. So at least it'll feel like football season, even though we won't recognize pretty much anybody on the field. We'll talk about it. Also, some things going on around the NFL, including what's happening in Indianapolis. We've been talking a lot about Cleveland. Anthony Richardson may not be the starter when the season starts.
Yeah, they brought in Daniel Jones. We'll talk about the insurance policy, and are the Colts going to cash it in?
That's on the way. And Drake London, who visited with the Midday guys. Also, we'll get to some Yemen.
Speaking of loose and confident.
Big time. I mean, you feel like he's very comfortable in his own skin right now, right?
We got some serious potential to be a great team this year. Saying, I'm not, you know what? I'm not going to be the hype man.
No.
Backing it off. Let me back it off.
You're not going to be the hype
man? Backing it off.
You're not going to be the hype man.
I'll wait till the scrimmage with the Titans.
You're going to back off a little bit.
I'm going to back it off. I'm going to back it off.
But you feel it, don't you?
Feeling pretty good right now.
I knew you would.
Feeling good about this team. Don't do it to me, Falcons. Don't break my heart again.
I knew you would. All right, we're coming back. We're live at Hooters Guys Mall of Georgia location. Come on through. It's Dukes and Bill.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.